The last American manned space flight took place in December 1966, when Gemini 12 completed a successful series of 10 manned missions designed to perfect techniques to be used in Project Apollo and landing astronauts on the moon. Now, Apollo Flight Number 7 is to be the first flight in an entirely new spacecraft system. This is the craft and equipment to be used in that lunar goal. In this first flight, now ready to blast off from Cape Kennedy, astronauts Walter Schirra, Don Eisley, and Walt Cunningham will put to the test all the things learned from Mercury and Gemini flights, and for up to 10 days, ring out or test this new Apollo machine. After the fire, which cost 3 lives, a redesign and rescheduling program that has now taken almost 2 years, Apollo 7 is ready, and the atmosphere is charged with excitement at Cape Kennedy and at Houston. At last, with manned Apollo flights, the United States is beginning the final phase of that goal to send man to the moon and back. Enthusiastic astronauts and space engineers are working night and day for this first manned flight. Their excitement is contagious. The delay was disappointing, but seems to have made this present flight even more worth waiting for. If all goes well on Apollo 7, the full command module system will be ready for its primary purpose, according to the engineers who built it. Within the first 3 days of this flight, most of the crucial systems and instruments will be adequately tested for later missions around the moon by this three-man mothership. The remaining 10 days of the flight are expected to add more confidence to the spaceman after the earlier tests in orbit. The three-man Apollo systems are more than 10 times more complex than two-man Gemini craft, which were in turn that much more complicated than the one-man Mercury spaceships. Even so, space engineers are confident that with the extra time and exhaustive tests to date, including several unmanned flights into space, and with at least 3 days in space by this first manned flight, the Apollo command and service modules will be ready to go to the moon. Yet to be proved in missions to come is the companion lunar module, the bug-shaped craft that is to touch down with 2 astronauts aboard onto the lunar surface. I'll have more tomorrow and in the days to come on Apollo 7 and the flights to succeed it. This is Rhett Turner.